This is really... I don't have any idea why I wrote this. It's okay. A really thin Neil Young thread.
Okay.
Okay.
So wait. So I go.
Yeah, you got to go first.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim. I have a serious question for you.
Okay. Sure, Patrick. Go ahead.
So do you listen to music in the morning, like to kind of get your day going, you know, instead of the news or sports talk radio?
Sure, I do. You know, it depends on my mood, but yeah. What about you? Do you listen to music in the morning?
Yes. I start every day with a live version of Down by the River by Neil Young.
That's an odd choice. Why that song?
Because when it's over, it's lunchtime. Yeah, we reached a new low.
Patrick, the listeners are so great to us that they provide us with this material that we can just fill a whole week, right?
I know.
Of content. It's fantastic.
It's lovely.
It is lovely. Yesterday, we played a couple of calls about movie music.
Yeah.
And today, we're going to talk a little bit more about movie music and read an email we got here from Mike Wagner.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So before we do that, you're listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And here is... the email from Mike. He says, hey guys, want to share my favorite movie music moments. When I saw your post, I knew straight away which song it was for me. It still hits me deeply to this day, 25 years after the movie's release. It is Neil Young's Philadelphia. At the end of the movie being Philadelphia, after Tom Hanks' character Andrew has passed away, there's a scene with the family and friends gathering for the wake. As the scene unfolds, the plaintive piano part begins. It is classic Neil, so simple, so emotive, so beautiful. As the scene progresses, gatherers are watching home videos of Andrew when he was a child. The scene is taken over by the home video, and Neil's heart-wrenching voice sings, "City of brotherly love, place I call home, don't turn your back on me, I don't want to be alone."
Love's all about, and when I see the light, I know I'll be all right. I've got my friends in the world, I had my friends when we were boys and girls, and the sea.
Note, another perfect use of a song is from High Fidelity. It is the Monday morning tape scene. It is Jack Black's entrance into the movie, and it is perfect. They are listening to a Bell and Sebastian song, and then Barry walks in, throws Dick's tape at him, and plays Walking on Sunshine. I laugh every single time.
Holy shit. What the fuck is that?
It's the new Bell and Sebastian.
It's the record we've been listening to and enjoying, Barry.
Well, that's unfortunate, because it sucks ass. Yours, I assume?
lastly, just in case someone, and I sincerely hope they don't, says you can't always get what you want from the big chill, I give you this also from High Fidelity.
Hey, top five songs about death. Allura's dad tribute list. Okay? Okay. Leader of the pack. The guy f***ing beefs it on his motorcycle and dies, right? Dead Man's Curve, Jan and Dean.
Do you know that right after they recorded that song, Jan himself crashed his...
It was Dean, you f***ing idiot.
It was Jan. It was a long time after this.
Okay, whatever. Tell Laura I love her. That would bring the house down. Laura's mom could sing it. You know what I'd want? One Step Beyond by Madness.
As always, thanks for everything you do for the podcast. It's much appreciated, Mike. Well, thank you, Mike, for that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Any thoughts on that? So Philadelphia, first of all, most people think of the Springsteen song, The Streets of Philadelphia, and maybe overlook the Neil Young song,
right? That's right. And I think that, the way it leapt immediately to his mind says a lot about it. You know, it's kind of like George with, like, immediately I knew what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Of course, I know High Fidelity pretty much backwards and forwards, so I know those scenes, and they're pretty hilarious.
Yeah. No, me too. Yeah.
There's some mention of Sad Bastard music in there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike, for that. And then we got a couple of tweets, or not tweets. These are Facebook comments.
Okay.
What have you.
Yeah, same thing.
Do you want to read those?
Absolutely. Kevin Clement writes in, I can relate to what Patrick was talking about today. I have a cassette copy of the Pump It Up volume.
No, Pump Up the Volume.
Sorry. I can relate to what Patrick was talking about today. I have a cassette copy of the Pump Up the Volume soundtrack solely because it had a really cool version of Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies. Couldn't be found anywhere else at the time. The rest of the soundtrack was okay for the most part, but the movie stunk.
So right. What they're talking about here, when he says he can relate to you, is you said you would at times buy an album, a soundtrack, just because it had like one song you couldn't get anywhere else.
That's
right.
Yeah. And my example was King of Comedy with that Van Morrison song on it. Yeah.
So this is funny that that's happened a couple of times with him too.
Yep.
And then Jeff Rozier also on Facebook said he bought Less Than Zero soundtrack back in 86 or 87 just for Slayer's Inagata De Vida.
Inagata De Vida.
And also LL Cool J's Going Back to Cali.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool tune.
That's a great tune. I didn't realize.
Going Back to Cali. I don't think, I'm not sure that was originally LL Cool J, but it's cool that he did a version of that. Wasn't it someone else?
I don't remember. Wrong. That's the only version I know, but I guess I didn't associate with the movie because it was a big hit song for him, right?
Yeah. I think I turned the movie off halfway through.
I don't know.
So, I think it was.
But Slayer's Inagata De Vida?
I don't know. I'd have to buy the soundtrack. It doesn't ring a bell. Okay. Yeah. Is it really like 11 minutes long? I don't know. I'll have to find out.
Not by Slayer. It's got it's like a minute 11.
But they do the whole song.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's pretty fun. The Wave of Mutilation version that Kevin was talking about, it's a slowed down version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that brief period of time where I played in a band for a little while.
Yeah.
My friend Mark, our guitarist, that was one of the first songs he brought in for us to cover. Because he, you know, learned the guitar part.
Okay.
And he learned the slow version first.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
So we first covered the slow version, and then later we did the regular fast version of the song.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. Pump Up the Volume is a terrible movie also, as Kevin says. Christian Slater, and he runs a pirate radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's the world's best DJ.
It's truly terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks for those emails, notes, what have you. Mm-hmm. We so appreciate it. If you want to email us, you can do so, rock@suburbspod.com.
Do that.
Or you can find us on Facebook and leave a comment. It's @suburbspod on the Facebook, and the same handle on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So other ways to get in touch with us. It was fun doing the movie music. There's so many songs, so many great examples. I'm sure we can do that again next year. And one other thing I want to mention, because I haven't mentioned this in a while, is we also encourage people to rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate that. We've gotten a couple lately. We really could use some more. So please do that for us, and also subscribe.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Yes, it does.
Just do that. Hit the subscribe button.
Don't cost nothing.
Mm-mm.
All right, and then we also have the Suburban Party Line, which you can call 612-440-1984. And how often should people listen to our show?
Pretty much every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This was a short episode.
I love it.
Quick.
Yep.
We're out of here. We're done with the movie music for this year.
Close the book on that.
And we have some more fan mail for Fan Mail Week the next couple of days, mostly about a certain band.
Yeah.
That people really got worked up over. We have some good stuff coming up. Yeah, you're going to really like good. These.
Right. All right.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Night Laura's daddy died. Brother, what a night it really was. Mother, what a night it really. Angina's tough. Glory be. Brother, what a night it really was. What a night. Angina's tough.